Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reflecting on a reading from Revelation. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. The dragon and its angels fought back, but they did not prevail, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, was thrown down to earth, and its angels were thrown down with it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of God, of our God, and the authority of his anointed. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who accuses them before our God day and night. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For love of life did not deter them from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you will dwell in them." So today we are celebrating the feast day of the archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And in this reading in Revelation, sometimes I think we hear the word revelation, we're like, that is a book that makes no sense to me, and so I'm just going to avoid it. But it's actually such beautiful scripture, and it reveals so much about what's even going on in our own lives, not just like the end of the world, but what's going on in our own lives right now. And today, with the feast day of these three archangels, the three archangels that are mentioned by name in scripture, I don't know about you, but I hear about these archangels and I'm like, that's awesome. They're awesome angels. They all played an important part in scripture, but I don't think about them a lot besides on this day. But I was reflecting on each of them, what each three of them have done in scripture, and they have all brought hope in a specific way. We think of Raphael and how he healed Tobit. We think of Gabriel and how he delivered the good news to Mary, that she was going to bear a son named Jesus. And we think of Michael, and we read about Michael today and how he defeated Satan and all of Satan's army, and how he brought about the kingdom, and how he brought about heaven and glory, and he brought about the Lord's power because he defeated Satan. And in all these three stories that these archangels bring such hope. And I don't know about you, but I am almost positive that you need hope in your life. I know I need hope in my life. It sounds like a broken record to say, like, we read social media or we read the news and we can be brought into a lot of hopelessness. I think in this day and age, hope can seem like an immature thing. It can seem like an ignorant thing to hope. But that's what the Lord has asked us to do. He asks us to hope in him. So whenever we see a story online, whether it's through social media, whether it's through CNN or Fox News or wherever, what is your disposition? Is it to give in to despair and say, this is never going to get better, we are just in the circle, we're never going to prevail in any way? Or is it the story of hope, like in today's first reading in Revelation, where Michael and his angels didn't let the bad news of Satan and his army get to him, but instead he kept prevailing and he kept fighting to cast him out so that heaven could be heaven? And the way that the scripture says that they conquered him is by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That whenever we think of what the Lord has done through his blood, through the cross, that doesn't bring despair. Even though our Lord died on a cross, that doesn't bring despair. That actually brings us hope, because we know that there's a resurrection. And by reflecting on that, we bring in our testimony that, wait a second, that there's no room for despair here. There's actually only room for hope. And we share that in the word of our testimony. And the last line of this is, "Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and all who dwell within them." So today, Let this be a day of hope and rejoicing in honor of the archangels. If hope is a challenging thing for you like it is for me, let the lives and the witness of these archangels be a witness to you, a witness to your life, and reflect upon them of how you can bring more hope to the world around you and how you can live in more and more hope. They have so much to teach us. So today, let's be open to what they want to teach us. This has been a scripture reflection on Revelation. Again, my name is Megan. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. May God bless you, and may you have a great day on the celebration of the archangels. St. Michael, St. Gabriel, St. Raphael, pray for us.